that?
When you're happy, you start to speak, and I wanted to get my person alone before you start.
Oh, thank you.
You know how that goes.
Well, good to see you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
You're kind of early.
What's that?
You're kind of early.
Well, actually, I'm kind of late. I usually get here early in the morning. Yeah, I just stopped by for a couple of hours.
Okay. So maybe there's like an evening person.
Well,
maybe I can confuse you with him.
I know Thursday nights, Dean comes out here on Thursday nights, tall, red-headed guy.
Yeah, I think I know who you mean.
Yeah.
Is he kind of a beanpole?
Yeah, that's Dean. Sometimes he brings out burritos.
Yeah.
That's Dean. Yeah, good guy.
Yeah, as I said, he's a string bean.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Thank you.
All right, have a good day.
All right.
Okay. Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Tony. I attend Grace Community Church down here in the San Fernando Valley. Here with my friend Justin, all the way from South Carolina. We're here to bring you today the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Wisdom and salvation by the grace of God alone, through faith alone, in Jesus Christ alone. And what we do have for you today is, in fact, good news. It is good news. In fact, only Jesus Christ can offer you good news. The religions of men simply lead to slavery. Every religious system created by men enslaves their people to that religious system. Whether it's following someone who declares themselves to be a prophet, following some government official who declares himself to be God, only Jesus Christ can set you free. Word of God says in Hebrews chapter 5, beginning in verse 14, since we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin. Now I'd like you to take a moment and think of the various religious leaders throughout history. See if any of them match up to that standard of being tempted in every way, yet without sin. If you read the Quran, the Muslim religious book, you will see Muhammad sinning time and time and time again. If you turn to popes and priests as your religious guides and leaders, a cursory look of history will show you that they sin time and time and time again. There's only one who has ever walked on this earth who, fully God and fully man, never sinned. And that was the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is fully God and fully man without sin. God the Father sent His Son to earth in the person of Jesus Christ. He lived a perfect, sinless life for some 33 years on this earth that you and I cannot live for 33 seconds. And then He voluntarily went to the cross. Even though He knew no sin, God the Father allowed Him, God the Son, who knew no sin, to become sin on our behalf, so that through Him some might receive, might become the righteousness of God in Him. Why did God have to do that? Why did Jesus Christ have to go to the cross to pay for the sins of others? Because you can't pay for them on your own. See, my friends, each and every one of us has fallen short of God's glory. Each and every one of us has sinned against God. Each and every one of us has violated his law. You know that because God has given you a conscience. God has given you a conscience. You know it's wrong to lie because you know God is true. You know it's wrong to steal, to harbor bitterness or resentment in your heart. You know it's wrong to hate another human being because you know God is love. God is love. You know it's wrong to take His name in vain, to use His name as a curse word because God is holy. Because God is good, He must punish sin. And the punishment God has ascribed for sin is eternity in hell. Justin and I don't want that for you. God has provided only one way for you to escape His wrath, His punishment against sin. And that was through the gift of His Son, Jesus Christ. Again, fully God and fully man without sin. We lived a perfect life that you cannot live. Voluntarily went to the cross, suffered and died a death He did not deserve. Took upon Himself the punishment you and I rightly deserve for our sins against God. And then 3 days later, He forever defeated sin and death when He rose from the grave. And unlike every false god created in the imaginations of men, Jesus Christ is alive today. He will return at a time of the Father's choosing. What God commands of you and me and all people everywhere is that we repent, that we turn from our sin, and by faith alone receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and our Savior while God has given us time. My friends, everybody knows that God exists. There are no atheists. There are no skeptics. There are no agnostics. There are only people who suppress the truth they know about God because they love themselves and they love their sin more than they love God. And so to make themselves comfortable in their sin, they create gods in their imagination to suit themselves. A God who will turn a blind eye to their sin. A God who will like their sin but hate someone else's. A God who will serve as some kind of genie on a bottle. When He wants something, you rub the bottle and ask your God to give it to you. And if you get it, well, then you think your God is good. And if you don't get it, you put that bottle up on the shelf and you go get yourself another God. It's called idolatry. Creating a God in your imagination to suit your own mind. That is idolatry. And no idolater enters into the kingdom of heaven. So God has provided one way for you and me to receive forgiveness. And that is through Jesus Christ. See, my friends, it's important you understand that God does not negotiate with sinners. God does not negotiate with sinners. There are no plea bargains. There are no early kickouts. There are no picking up pumpkins on the side of the freeway. Jesus Christ is Lord. He is your Lord. Whether you submit to Him or not, He still rules over you. You are not independent. You are not autonomous. You are subject to the will of your Creator.
Do you have any information about Grace Community?
I don't. Not yet. It's on Roscoe Boulevard between the 170 and the 405.
Okay.
Real close, about a mile from the 170 on Roscoe.
Oh.
Really big church. Grace
okay.
Community.
Okay.
Wonderful Spanish ministry there,
okay.
Too.
Hey, do you
have email? Email?
Okay.
Oh, yeah. What is my
name? My friends, 10 out of 10 people die every day. The ultimate statistic. Each and every one of us will one day breathe our last. And when we die and we stand before God, He will not be asking us questions. He will not be asking to see the body of our life's work. He will not want to see what you believe is evidence of your goodness. See, the Word of God says that at this moment, if you do not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior, you are not a child of God, but a child of wrath. The wrath of God abides on you. Some churches will lie to you and say that we're all children of God. That's not true. We were all created in His image. That is, God bless you, have a good day. We were all created in His image. That is true. We are all image bearers of the Lord Jesus Christ. But we are not children of God. We are not all children of God. So the Word of God says that unless you are adopted by God into God's family, you are not one of His children. And the only ones that God adopts into His family are those that He has predestined to know His Son as Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. My friends, it's appointed once for a person to die, and after that, the judgment. You don't determine when that day is, neither do I. Your life, my life, is but a vapor. None of us know when we're going to breathe our last. We all assume that we have tomorrow. But God has never promised us tomorrow. 160,000 people die every day, some of them crossing streets like this. Every one of you lives by faith today. The problem is, for most of you, the object of your faith is you. Or the object of your faith is faith. Many people believe by faith that when the crosswalk turns green, that someone driving up Lancashire isn't texting and sees that the light is red for them. You're putting your faith in the other motorists that they're going to stop their car. But faith is only as reliable as the object of your faith. God said in His Word, without faith, it is impossible to please Him. And if your faith is in anyone or anything other than the Lord Jesus Christ, your faith is in vain. Your faith will let you down. Your faith will disappoint you. But thanks be to God for His indescribable gift. That God, so rich in mercy, that God filled with loving kindness, would so love His world that He would send His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him will not perish, but have everlasting life. That's love. Jesus said before He went to the cross, greater love has no one than this, than he who lays down his life for his friend. But Jesus did not only lay down His life for His friends, He laid down His life for people like you and me, enemies of God. That's right, if you love the world, if you love the things of the world, that makes you a friend of the world. You are not a friend of God, you're His enemy. But yet as Jesus shed His innocent blood on the cross, and as the people mocked Him and spat at Him, hurled insults at Him, cried out to his father, "Forgive them, for they know not what they do." Such is the love of God. But you must come to God on His terms. God does not negotiate with sinners. God doesn't want to see how religious you are. God doesn't want to see what you think are good works. All God wants to see is if you are clothed in the righteousness of His Son. The Word of God says that we are not saved on the basis of things that we have done in righteousness, but based on God's mercy. When you die and stand before God, sir, I'm not going to, sir. You're rather old. You might not have much time on this planet, sir. You need to hear this. You need to hear this. Well, sir, unless you cover up your ears, you're going to hear me. Sir, you're going to stand before God and give an account for your life. And if He finds you guilty of breaking His law, sir, He's going to send you to hell, and I don't want that for you. You need to turn from your sin, sir. Put your trust in Christ. It's all our street, ma'am. It's all your street.
Not when he's talking to me.
It's a public street, ma'am. Oh, ma'am. Yeah, ma'am. The Word of God says... The Word of God says, ma'am, that the Word of God says, ma'am, that you're a murderer at heart, ma'am. Your hatred for other human beings makes you a murderer in God's eyes. Makes you a murderer in God's eyes, ma'am. And you won't be laughing on the day of judgment. You won't. You won't be laughing, ma'am. And our heart breaks for you. Because you're so deluded by your pride and your love of sin. Your love of self. And you will stand before God and give an account. Don't be foolish like this woman. Don't be foolish like this woman. God will not be mocked. God will not be mocked, ma'am. How do I know? The Word of God said so. The Word of God said so. Have you ever seen your brain? Have you ever seen your brain? No, you haven't, ma'am. You may have seen a picture of it, but you've never seen your brain, ma'am. Ma'am, you've never seen your brain. But you believe it's there. God is spirit. God is spirit. What difference does that make? What difference does that make? How are you, sir?
Pastor, you should know better than the other with Satan.
I'm not arguing with Satan. I'm trying to reason with that woman. Well, maybe, but other people will hear the truth. Other people will hear the truth, sir. Thank you, though. I appreciate the counsel, sir, very much. Very, very much. What's that? You look like a woman. Well, and the wicked flee when no one pursues. The wicked flee when no one pursues. Folks, the day is coming when you will stand before God to give an account. There won't be any laughing. There won't be any mocking. There won't be any excuse making. You see, my friends, the day of judgment is not a court trial where you present evidence to make a case before God. The day of judgment, my friends, is a day of sentencing. It's not a court trial. Because if you do not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior, God has already found you guilty of violating His law. When you stand before Him, it will only be to face condemnation and wrath, not to argue a case. Justin and I, we don't want that for you. We don't want anyone to perish in their sins. Even that vile woman over there, we don't want her to perish. We don't want her to perish either. It's the truth that will set you free. And Jesus is the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but through Him. No, ma'am. I care too much about your lost soul to shut up. I will not. God the Father sent His Son to earth in the person of Jesus Christ. Fully God and fully man and without sin. Unlike you, unlike me, unlike that woman over there, He never once violated God's law. He was, He is, He always will be the sinless Lamb of God who came to take away the sins of the world. He lived a perfect life that you and I cannot live. And then He voluntarily went to the cross. He suffered and died a horrific, bloody death He did not deserve to take upon Himself the punishment you and I rightly deserve for our sins against God. And then 3 days later, He forever defeated sin and death when He rose from the grave. And unlike every false god created in the imaginations of men, Jesus Christ is alive today. And He will return at a time of the Father's choosing. And what God commands of you is the same thing He commands of me and all people everywhere. And that's that we repent, that we turn from our sin, and we turn from loving our sin and loving self. And by faith and by faith alone, receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and our Savior. He will take your heart of stone like hers. He will take your heart of stone and He will give you a heart of flesh. You will begin to love the things that God loves. You will begin to hate the things that God hates. You will no longer presume upon His forgiveness as if it is something you have earned or deserved. But you will have the confident assurance that you will receive that forgiveness. Because you're good, not because you're religious, but because of the grace and mercy of Almighty God, so great that He would allow His Son to shed His innocent blood on a Roman cross for sinners like you and me. That's good news. That's good news. That's the gospel. So do not harden your hearts this day, for God is opposed to the proud. God bless you. But He gives grace to the humble. There are no proud Baptists in heaven. There are no proud Catholics in heaven. There are no proud Methodists in heaven. There are no proud Pentecostals in heaven. There's not a proud person in heaven. For God is opposed to the proud. He's at war with the proud. But He gives grace to the humble. Grace is unmerited favor. Grace is receiving what we don't deserve. My friends, the most frightening thing about the character of God is that God is good. Because He's good, He must punish sin. And the punishment He has ascribed for sin is eternity in hell. We don't want that for you. We don't want that for anybody. And that's why we're out here telling you these things. It earns us nothing. We're out here telling you these things because someone loved us enough to tell us. Because God was gracious enough to save us. It doesn't make us better than anybody. But we're better off than most. No, not because we're going to get riches in this world like the television preachers will tell you. No, in fact, Jesus promised persecution, tribulation, and sorrow. He didn't promise you your best life now. He didn't promise you were going to find your purpose. He didn't promise you health, wealth, and prosperity. Son of God had nowhere to lay His head. And He was butchered animal on a Roman cross. You know, for the Christian, the hope is a future hope. It's an eternal hope that is secured by God in heaven for all eternity. That's why the follower of Christ can live with joy in this world. No matter what the world is throwing at him. No matter what the world is throwing at her. because his hope, her hope, is not in this world. It is in Christ. In Him alone. And that makes life so much more than tolerable. That makes life a joy. And God is extending to you His grace today. Because He is allowing you to hear the gospel. The Word of God says that the gospel for some will be an aroma of death leading to death. For others, it will be an aroma of life leading to life. Most of you will walk away hating God as much as you did before you came to this place. But by God's grace, maybe some of you, maybe one of you, will be moved upon by the Holy Spirit of God. And that He will cause you to be born again and extend to you the gift of repentance and faith that only God can give through faith in Jesus Christ. Do not harden your hearts this day. Do not listen to the mockers and the scoffers. Don't worry about what other people think. When you stand before God, you'll be standing there naked and alone. There'll be no one there to plead a case for you. Your only hope is if God gives you the only mediator between God and man who can make you right with God, and that is Jesus Christ. No priest can forgive your sins. No pope can exonerate you from your sins. No five pillars of Islam can ever make you right with God. And going faithfully to a Christian church every Sunday and then living like hell Monday through Saturday won't help you either. For no hypocrite will enter into the kingdom of God. But how great is the Father's love that He would allow His one and only Son to be crushed under the full weight and fury of His just wrath against sin. And why would God do that? God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that whoever believes in Him will not perish, but have everlasting life. That word believe is an important word. It does not merely mean nodding your head in intellectual assent. Okay, I'll believe that. I'll try Jesus on for size. Believing in Jesus means you sacrifice all of who you are for Him. That means you deny yourself. You take up your cross as Jesus did, and you follow Him daily, not to earn salvation, but because you're so grateful for the gift of eternal life that He has been given to you through faith in Christ. It will cost you to follow Jesus as your Lord and your Savior. It will cost you. But you will never pay to follow Jesus Christ what He paid so that you can follow Him. For you will never shed your blood as a sinless human being for other sinners. Yet the Word of God says that without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sin. And He doesn't accept the blood of bulls and rams. He doesn't accept the blood of religion. He doesn't accept the blood of good works. He only accepts the blood of His Son, Jesus Christ the Lord. So turn from your sin by faith and by faith alone. Receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior. While God has given you time, we have free Gospels of John here, both in English and in Spanish. They are free. No salesman will come to your door. Just help yourself. We want to give you the Word of God as a gift. Don't claim to be open-minded if you're afraid to open the book. Take the Word of God. God bless you, young man. Take the Word of God, read it. You will see that what we're telling you is true. Cry out to Him. Ask him to forgive your sin. Turn! Turn to Christ and live! Turn to Christ and live! Thank you for listening.